Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Byers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at byersauto.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Thanks for having me.
A bit about you first, and then we'll talk about why you want to get involved in the Board of Education. The day job there, what do you do?
I'm a police officer. I've been a police officer for the last 17 years. And I think that's also going to be a benefit to the position I'm running for.
Why do you want to be on the school board?
Well, much like Mr. Ransom, I've got kids in the school system. I have a 20-year-old who graduated a couple of years ago from North Oconee. And I've got one in eighth grade that's going to ninth. And I also have one that's going to the 11th. I've got a fourth one who will be starting pre-K this year. And, you know, we moved to this county about 15 years ago for the school system. And I thought that was going to be, you know, that was one of the reasons that we moved over here. And I'd like to be involved in, you know, helping my children in the school system, keeping on with the things that the current administration has been doing.
All right, let's talk about that. That reputation that the Oconee County School District has had for as long as I've been here, and I've been here just a little bit longer than you, 22 years for me. And I rolled up the first day, and people started telling me how great the Oconee County schools were, and to this day still enjoy that reputation. Now, you've had kids go through the school system, one who graduated, others who are still in it. First of all, assess the accuracy of the reputation. Is it well-earned?
I think it's definitely well-earned, and I do think it does have a great reputation, and it is well-deserved. There's always room for improvement in anything that you do. I think there are a couple of areas that we can improve in. I think having a fresh set of eyes on any board, and in this case a school board, is a plus. And yeah, I think that, you know, I look at it more, I come from it, As more of an outsider. I haven't been involved in, I haven't been elected to any positions in the county, and I think a new fresh set of eyes would do it good.
All right, let's talk about those areas that you might look to improve. Always room for improvement, you say. Where would you start?
One is communication. I've heard a lot of concerns from some of the people that I've talked to about communication, especially with school board and parents. I've heard some concerns about emails not being returned, phone calls not being returned. I think the board needs to be more open to the public. I think they need to have maybe some public forums, something to bring them closer to the public where the public feels more involved in what's going on. I think that maybe even some town hall forums and stuff along with the county commission. I know there's always, like you mentioned before, some issues going on between those two boards, and I think if we brought it out to the public and let the public decide and see what's going on, it might benefit both of them.
Yeah, that came up in our forum earlier this week. Adam Spence, a candidate for the Oconee County Board of Education. A lot of the commission candidates addressed this. Michael Ransom, in talking with him, we brought this up because people bring it up to us. People ask, what's the deal? Why can't the Oconee County Board of Education and the Oconee County School Board get on the same page? It was one of the commissioners, I think it was, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I think it was Mark Saxon who said, we're not supposed to be on the same page. We have different agendas. We serve, in some respects, yes, the same constituencies, but different aspects of the constituency, different mission statements. Should those two entities be on the same page?
Well, I mean, they both have different priorities, and that's what the different boards are for, obviously. I think, in general, they need to be on the same page because we do work for the same constituents. We do work in the same county and for the ultimate same goal. I think that I'm not sure, without being in there, exactly what the problem is, why there's a lack of communication. But I think, again, if you bring it out to the public some more, it'll be a self-correcting problem by way of the ballot or however you want to do it. If you bring it out to the public and let the public be involved and let them see what's going on and let them be involved in a conversation, I think that'll be the better approach. But without actually being in there, I couldn't tell you exactly what the problems are.
Let's talk about the budget. The Oconee County school system budget not going to be immune to the coronavirus economy. Everybody is going to be compelled to do more with less. What will you bring to that conversation?
Well, I mean, you just have to, like you would do with any government agency, you just have to cut where you can. It's going to be hard, I'm sure. And again, without actually being in there and seeing the budget line by line of what could be cut, I mean, you have to cut non-essential things. You know, we obviously can't skimp on teachers and essential things like that. But I would have to get in there and take a look at each line item and see what could be cut. But I mean, obviously, there will have to be some cuts all the way around, not just with the school board.
I'm curious, children still in school, what has been their experience with this distance learning we've been dealing with for the last couple of months?
Well, I've got, like I said, I have two that are currently in school. One's loved it, and the other one, not so much. I guess it depends on the style of learning each kid is accustomed to. My middle school has done great with it, but my high school, I have to kind of stay on her about it. So, you know, it depends on... I guess the child and the way they learn as to how well it's received. I think all in all, I think it's been a good experience. You know, we do this kind of thing and even college nowadays, a lot of online learning and independent learning. I think it's beneficial in most areas, but it can also have its downfalls. But all in all, I think it's been a good deal.
Again, Adam Spence with his candidate for a seat on the Oconee County Board of Education. A question I ask of Mr. Ransom night before last, and I've asked this question of school board candidates specifically for years. I will pose it here. Give me an example of some way. We just talked about budgets and having to cut, and everybody's going to have to look for every nickel in the sofa cushions right now. But give me a sense of something that can be done to improve schools that doesn't cost anything. What's something we can do for free?
Being in a the hiring and retention of the teachers, because I mean that the teachers are the key element here. I think just making sure that we do hire great teachers and retain them. And I think maybe with, you know, I'm not sure exactly what all the training and stuff that the teachers go through, but maybe some additional training and learning on certain areas. But just a concentration on the staff, especially the teachers, and retention of good quality teachers.
Adam Spence, candidate for a seat on the Oconee County Board of Education. Let you go on this one, and again, something that came up in our forum the other night, and virtually every conversation we have with every candidate who happens to be running for any office right about now. You picked a unique time, obviously, to hop into politics here. I see your yard signs out there, and I notice you have a social media presence. I don't know what else there is for you to do other than this, coming on radio and talking with folks. What do you do by way of campaigning? Door-to-door is out, at least for now.
That's about it. Word of mouth for people that you know, and, you know, they can get the word out a little bit. And we've had a couple of lunches at people's houses, and, you know, right before this got so restricted, a couple of dinner dates. But other than that, really all you can do, Tim, is just social media presence. And if we're lucky and fortunate enough to get on with somebody like you, that's even better. But, I mean, it is hard. Because the whole door-to-door thing is out, so it's a different way of campaigning. But I think it can be done. We have no choice, obviously, and I think we've done a pretty good job of it.
All right, best of luck out there, Adam Spence. Where can folks find you? I know you're up on Facebook. Where else?
Facebook is my main presence, and they can call me at any time if they have any questions. My phone number is 706-254-6436. Text, call. I'd be happy to answer any questions and help as best I can.
All right, again, that number 706-254-6436. I think I got that right. Adam Spence, candidate for the Oconee County Board of Education. Adam Spence, Michael Ransom, the two candidates in Post 5. The early voting starting Monday, the election June 9th. Adam Spence, best of luck. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.